Rashomon was originally put together as a screenplay for a movie by Japanese director Akira Kurosawa. It was his first big film, released in 1950. The plot of the film is based on two different stories, Rashomon and In a Grove. It's the story of a samurai who is murdered and whose wife is raped in the forest just outside the Japanese city of Kyoto. At the top of the story, we meet a poor woodcutter and a priest who are soon joined by a wig maker. They sit there and discuss the trial for the samurai's murder. The woodcutter found the body of the samurai and was the person who notified the police. The priest saw the samurai traveling with his wife the day of the death. Both of them attend the trial and are asked to testify about what they saw. As these three men recount the story of the trial, we see reenactments of the events that took place by the actual players in the crime: the samurai, his wife, the bandit accused of the murder, and a medium brought in to speak for the dead samurai. They all tell completely different versions of the story, and all of them take responsibility for the murder. The story of Rashomon is a fascinating study of what people will say to make themselves look good or bad, or to preserve their self-image or self-worth. It asks the questions, what is truth, and why do people lie? The woodcutter, priest, and wig maker act as the consciences of humanity, making different judgments and conclusions about each version of the story. Once again, the ICC theater program does an impressive job, both with the performance and the set. Jacob Ullman as the wig maker is pitch perfect. He provides the greedy, base human perspective on the whole situation. He is pure self-interest, but his is the most realistic or non-idealistic view of the murder. Logan Henderson does a nice job as the simple, kind woodcutter, and Cody Cornwell does well as the idealistic and troubled priest. Sam Curry is wonderfully macho, a bit scary, and not unattractive in his bravado as the bandit claiming responsibility for the murder. Lindsay Nolan does a fantastic job with the wife, whose character is very different in each version of the story. She portrays each wife with conviction and great heart, whether the wife we are seeing is kind and loving or a scheming witch. The set, lights, and sound, designed by Marty Savolskis, Jared Bainter, and Alan Walker respectively, are a beautiful evocation of Japanese culture and music. The gate is a stark place, but the bamboo screens of the grove and the lush, jewel-toned lighting provide beautiful images that support the story brilliantly. The Japanese music, at times harsh, at times peaceful, does a great job underscoring the action of the play. My favorite effect in the whole show was how the medium, played by Megan Bordeaux, recounts the story of the dead samurai. I won't spoil it, since I highly recommend you check it out for yourself, but it is stunningly creepy and beautiful at the same time. I have been consistently impressed with ICC's productions over the last few years, and Rashomon is yet another success for director Robin Berkeley and the staff and students in ICC's theater program. Rashomon runs through March 3rd at the ICC Performing Arts Center in East Peoria. For tickets, call 694-5136.